Broadcasting around the world on the World Wide Web.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Broadcasting live from the Jozen Network Studios in downtown Medina, Tennessee. It's that time of week again. It's time for the Josie Show. Bringing you the most exciting music news and guests from around the world. Right here on the Josie Show. Please make welcome the beautiful, the talented, the lovely, America's radio sweetheart, Mrs. Josie Asantino Boone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show. So glad to have you all joining us tonight. As you can see live here on our website, josieshow.com, you can see that our chat room is back. So I want to give a big howdy to all of you out there that is in the chat room chatting with us live during this broadcast. And so I'm really looking forward to this show because we have a great guest tonight. We have the fabulous, and both of them are actually multi-JMA winners. We have Michelle Lee and Tim Johnson. We will also share with you three songs from our weekly JMA song recognition program, so stay tuned into the whole show. You won't want to miss a second of this. And I also want to mention that we are on iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn, iTunes, and more. So if you can't listen to this live broadcast, if you're listening on there, thank you so much. And then also, we're so excited to let everyone know that we will be heard each Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time on WTRB 104.9 FM and 1570 a.m. starting next week, November 7th. So we're really looking forward to that. Thank you so much, WTRB, for adding on our show to your programming. We appreciate it so much. Now, it looks like our first guest is here. So everyone, please welcome to the show, Michelle Lee.
Hey.
Hey, how have you been?
Doing awesome.
Oh, good, good. I've been looking forward to catching up with you because it has been a little bit since we've talked to you here on the Josie Show. So I want to first start off with your JMA wins, of course, which is super exciting. Can you tell us about your experience? Yeah. Tell us about your experience this year. The JMA, it looked a little bit different than years previous because it was during COVID. So tell us about your experience.
It was a little bit different, but you know what? It was still absolutely amazing. I didn't really expect to get anything this year. You know, because of COVID, we weren't able to do a lot of the same things that we've always done, record and get things out. But thanks to the mammoth effort of some people like Jack Mascari, Sean Forrest, and of course, Charlie Kelly, and a couple other really good friends, we were able to get some stuff recorded. However, unconventionally, and get it out there. So very happy to get Song of the Year for Southern Rock this year. So it's something special to me because of the way it came about. You know, then of course, Female Entertainer of the Year, that set me back on my heels. I had no idea. Blew me away.
Well, congratulations to you. It's such an honor. And also, I want to mention, for those out there that do not know, your videos are pretty much mini movies. Okay, so let's start there. They are. Your music videos are mini movies. Let's just say that. They're all very elaborate, from the people, the location, theme. So I have to ask, you do all of your own storyboards for them, pick and choose who is going to be in them as the actors?
We're pretty involved with it from start to finish. And it usually starts with me going, hey, Roger, wake up. I got an idea.
Roger, love it.
Bless his heart. I mean, I swear I'm aging the poor guy. But no, I'm very hands-on. I always have at least an idea of the story. And then by the time we get it to the cinematographer, and we'll come up with some good ideas on the way. And it just kind of comes out that way.
And it's so good, too. People need to go and check out your music videos. You're all over YouTube, so I'm sure they'll be able to find
it. We are kicking up one right now. So it's going to be for the duet I did with D-Rock, He Said, She Said. It is easily the most elaborate storyline I've ever had. So we don't want to give anything away on it, but right. D-Rock's going to be in it, and that's about all I can tell you. It's going to be awesome.
I love it. Well, I love surprises, so I'm looking forward to seeing it for myself, and it's such a great song, He Said, She Said. So how about we play it? We'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's go, Michelle Lee.
He said you have someone waiting at home. Why are you here? Are you leading me on down a road? A of no return. Will a night in my arms matter to you when you wake in the morning and I'm nothing new? What happens then? What happens then?
She said, darling, taste the lily and sweet on my lips. Kiss me hard, enjoy the trip. It won't last too long. So right, so wrong. Oh, baby, I've wanted you for such a long time. Don't ask where it's going, it'll be just fine. Let the fire burn. What's done is done. But the world keeps turning, spiraling down, while the man in the moon just hangs around, waiting to see what happens now. And the stars in the sky flicker off and on, falling cold on the pillow of the one left alone. They shine blue, eyes cold. Said, baby, will you dance with me one more time? I keep thinking everything's gonna be just fine. I need you now, I really need you now. At first it didn't matter, I got what I want. But leaving you behind was harder than I thought. She's such a lucky girl, such a lucky girl.
He said you had your chance and my heart wants. I got burned too bad, and once was enough to go out. But I moved on, 'cause once upon a time I ate only for you. Now the time is over and the truth shines through. You're nothing new, I'm through with you.
And the world stopped turning, it crashed to the ground, while the man in the moon, he's still making the rounds, waiting around to see, can love be found? And the stars in the sky flicker off and on, falling cold on the pillow of the one left alone. They shine blue, ice cold blue.
He Said, She Said by Michelle Lee and D-Rock, and that is beautiful. You two are magic.
Oh, I really enjoy working with him. We've got another one coming out that's going to be on his upcoming CD, and I just finished another co-write. I think he's working on the music for yet another duet for my CD, which will be out first of the year, so yay.
Oh, that's amazing news, and you're actually getting some love here in our chat room.
I love it.
Yes, Sean Williams says, I love you, Michelle Lee.
Oh, bless his heart. Thank you, Sean. I like to hear that people still find me relevant.
You are. And Anne-Marie Shea says that she loves both you and D-Rock.
Oh, she is precious. You know, she gave me the title of godmother to her donkey, right?
That's amazing.
I am Maggie Rose's godmother, so yay.
I love that. You're a heck of a godmother, I'm telling you right now. I can already tell. So that donkey is a happy donkey right now. I'm telling you right now. Another thing I want to mention here, of course, we're having the Christmas of Music City show, and it's coming up on December 4th at the Troubadour Theater in Nashville. You will be one of our performers that night. How excited are you when you found out that you were going to do this? I'm so excited.
I am beyond excited. This is like taking all of my favorite things and putting it together at once, because I love Christmas so much. I mean, that's kind of my day gig. I have a Christmas decor business, and I love Christmas. And just to get to perform with anything to do with the Josies, I'm so excited. And that's a little extra to get to see our Josie family in between awards show, because a lot of them, you know, you don't get to see one time a year. So this is an extra opportunity. So yeah, I'm really excited.
Yes, an extra treat to be able to see Michelle Lee perform. So y'all have to come out. You got to get your tickets at thejosienetwork.com to see Michelle Lee perform at our Christmas Music City show at the Troubadour Theater in Nashville, Tennessee. You got to do it. And speaking of decor, since you do Christmas decor, Matt Boone, actually in the chat room right now, hubby, I should say, he says he called you the decor queen. You really are. If you guys have seen the wedding pictures, you would know.
That was so much fun. Thank you again for letting me be a part of that. That was awesome. And anything like that I can ever do for you guys or for anybody out there, just call me. I love doing decor. I just love it.
You are dressed up right now as we speak for Halloween. You're doing like a show? Is that what you're doing?
Well, actually, we're the Hillbilly Jam in Maggie Valley, the kickoff pre-party for Halloween. I'm dressed as Popcorn Sutton, and Roger's dressed as his wife.
Now, there is a Facebook on Facebook if y'all want to, this picture on Facebook if y'all want to go and check it out.
Oh, yeah, we'll be posting lots of pictures.
Good, as you should, because you guys always rock Halloween. I'm telling you, every single year, you guys just come up with the best, like, couple costumes.
We just have the best time. Last year, I was Boss Hogg, and he was Roscoe, so... I don't know. I'm kind of getting into this dressing like the old codgers thing.
Oh, that is the best. And, you know, I love that you're, you know, still getting out there safely. But I know that with COVID, you know, it really kind of rocked the performance world a little bit. Not a lot of people were able to do any shows or anything. But do you have anything coming up where listeners may be able to catch a show, maybe whether it's online or if you are doing some live shows, where can we find you?
Actually, I am extremely, extremely happy to talk about this. There is a program that will be airing on November 12th, and I'll post all the information. It benefits the St. Michael's Soldiers down in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. And Johnny Van Zant is on the program. Several artists there. We've pre-recorded this, but it's going to be a broadcast concert. And of course, we had to do it with all the COVID safety measures. And I was able to do some acoustic performances there. And it just thrills my soul to be in the midst of, you know, people like Johnny Van Zant. And so, you know, if people don't realize that's the guy who took over Ronnie Van Zant, that's his brother. Right. And he's the lead singer from Lynyrd Skynyrd. Very, very excited about that. That's going to air on November 12th. And again, I'll put all the details up. It just escapes me right now. But that's kind of our last show for the year. But next year, man, we've got all kinds of American Soldiers tribute concerts that D-Rock is putting together.
Yeah.
So I'm on that bill with him on several shows. Of course, we have the Full Moon Festival coming up, which is the big Southern Rock Festival down in Florida. That'll be back on tap for next year. And we've got a European tour that was postponed this year, and hopefully, fingers crossed, everything will be safe for us to go over next year.
Oh, fingers crossed for you, because that would be so amazing. Hopefully everything gets back on track next year. We're praying for that for sure, but I'm so excited to see that you do have shows coming up, so you guys have to make sure that you follow Michelle Lee. You're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Give them all.
Yeah. And one thing I will mention, I don't know if anybody goes to my website very often, but we're getting ready to do a complete overhaul. So for about 20 days, it's going to be kind of a park page while we come out with a brand new look, brand new branding, and easier to navigate, and have a merch door on there, and, you know, free downloads. And we're going to be doing a lot of features and major updates on the website. So y'all keep an eye out for that too. And I have new music coming out in a couple of weeks.
Oh,
so, yeah, I'm jazzed about that. Jack Mascari, a good friend of mine who's worked with the Eagles producer, he's amazing. You hear his guitar all over, and he said, she said. So we're working on some straight up rock and roll.
Straight up rock and roll. That's what I like to hear. And of course, type in Michelle Lee on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You'll find her to keep up with all of her latest news, especially that new music. Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited about that for sure. Speaking of music, we do have another song of yours that we are going to play called Just an Old Shirt. Can you tell us a little bit about this song before we play it?
Oh, I'm so proud of that song. Yeah. You know, it's been in my arsenal for a little bit, and I just released it this year. But that's one of the ones that I wrote. It's all mine. I didn't have to go say, hey, can you help me with the music on this or something like that. And, you know, when that happens, I'm really more of a lyricist. I say this all the time. I'm really more of a lyricist than I am an actual songwriter because I tend to make things sound the same. Just an Old Shirt and He Said, She Said are two of mine that, you know, from the ground up, they're mine. So that makes it extra special to me. You know, the song is, it's really sad. It's a really sad little song. It's a lady, you know, just sitting there. She put her husband's shirt on and he's not there anymore. And I'll leave that up to who listens to it to interpret why, whether he left or, you know, he's went on, but he's not there and brings back all these memories and she can still smell his cologne and she's just having a hard time and it's pitiful. And man, if you think about it too much, you can't sing it on stage. I'll tell you that right now.
All right. I mean, I was going to say, if you're going to perform this, everyone needs some tissues. Yes, no, it is. It is such a sad song, but honestly, we need some sad songs. It's just so beautifully written. And
yeah, it's a good release. And I will give props to Steve Durham, who was the producer on that. And he also plays the beautiful steel guitar on that song. Steve was with Travis Tripp 15 years. You know, he's just a phenomenal guy, phenomenal musician, funny as everything. And he just really brought some beauty, some true grit country beauty to that song.
Let's play An Old Shirt by Michelle Lee, and we'll be right back with more from Michelle here in just a minute. So stay right with us.
I don't know why I took your old shirt out of the closet. Why I pulled it over my head. It's way too big for me, and I guess I should feel a little silly. But loneliness takes over all I feel instead. Your arms so strong around me, your breath on my skin. Just an old shirt without you, and I should have lived right there on the shade. A little stain from my lips still colors the color. I swear I still smell your cologne. Melody from our song is drifting in the shadows. Don't really want to sing it, but it helps me hold on. Your arms so strong around me, breath on my skin. Should have lived it right there on the shade. Feel your breath on me. at you, and I should have lived right there on the shore. It's just an old shirt, it's not you, and I should have lived it right there on the shore. I should have left it right there on the shelf.
Back with Michelle Lee. That was Just an Old Shirt. Oh, beautiful, beautiful voice and touching story. And it really can relate to everybody. Stories and what they feel should be a part of it. And it's just so good. So well done again, Michelle Lee.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I want to know a little bit more about this new music coming out. Will it be available on, you know, all of the usual Spotify, iTunes, all of that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It'll definitely be available on Spotify, iTunes. We're working on the Amazon right now. And I've got the record label, Dr. John Surgery Records, that puts it out all over the place. But he makes it very easy. It's a one-stop shop. You click one link and you can go and pick and choose what you want to download. So that's all on my fan page and on my personal page, so everybody can go search that out. But the new music coming out, I'm so excited about it. I've got a little bit of more Southern rock this time. I think last time my new music was a little bit of a mixed bag because I had a religious song, I had a country song,
right.
And then I had a straight up Southern rock song. But this time, I mean, it's all, you know, pretty well Southern rock, and at least the stuff that we're going to release on the new CD coming out end of December, first of the year. So, and we'll also have hard copies available for people. I know I'm old school. I like to hold that CD in my hand, and
I like
to read the liner notes.
Me too. I'm with you. I love it. I love it. Well, please make sure you check out Michelle Lee. One last time, can you please give out your social media sites so people can go and follow you and chat with you?
Sure. It's really easy. The easiest thing to do is go to michellelee.com. All of the little buttons are there for the different social medias, and you can just click on that and whichever one you prefer. I think some people are more Twitter friendly and some people are more Instagram. And
right.
Me, I'm lucky that I know how to use Facebook, but they're all there. And, yeah. You know, if you like Facebook the best, it's Michelle Lee Official.
I love you. You are always so much fun to talk to. You really, really are. And please make sure you find Michelle Lee. You will not regret it because she is just hilarious. So you have to follow her everywhere available. You have to. And I want to thank you so much, Michelle, for coming on the show and chatting with me. Please come back anytime, okay?
Absolutely. And thank you guys for being so good to us. Y'all really went above and beyond to make the awards show happen this year. And I know I speak for everyone when I say that we appreciate that so much more than we could ever put into words and that you will ever know. It was amazing. It was different, but it was still amazing. It was still awesome. And we just love you guys.
Oh, love you. Thank you so much. And we'll stay in touch, of course, Michelle.
Yes,
I don't even have to tell you that. Come on now. We got Facebook.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So thank you. Talk soon. Okay.
All right, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to bring on Tina here. She is going to tell us a little bit about our wonderful featured songs tonight.
All right. Well, I'm super excited because we've got three songs to share tonight. These are our JMA Weekly Song Recognition Program songs that were selected. So up first, we have More Than a Stone, and this was by Sam Schmidthuber. The writers were Jameson Rogers, Dustin James, and Bill DeLuigi. So everybody go ahead and take a listen. Here is More Than a Stone.
Whoa, whoa. Baptist Church is full. They've been lining up for hours. Every soul in town turned out. People drove for miles around. He touched a lot of lives, left a lot of love behind. I wanna make the most of his years. I wanna live so people know I was here. Give saying that they need one. Tip a waitress way too much, tell a stranger about Jesus. Try to do the little things, gonna plant a couple seeds and pray that they grow strong. Oh no, no, I wanna make the most of these years. I wanna live so people know I was here. Give more than I take, fix more than I pray. I wanna make sure when I'm gone, I'm gonna leave more than a stone.
Dance Around It. This was by Haley Verrill, and the writer was Dustin Bird. So let's go ahead and get this on right now. Here is Dance Around It, another one of our featured songs.
Probably the drinks I've been sipping on all night. But there's something in the way you've been looking at me that we both can't deny. Ain't just nothing, there's something buzzing between us and it won't end at closing time.
We found love dancing in the dark. Caught the kind of buzz you can't find at the bar. We can ditch this floor, wanna get to know every part of who we are. We're looking for this feeling, but we found it. Now we don't gotta dance around it. Maybe there's a reason that we both wound up here. Probably just the thought of an ice cold beer. But it became something that ain't just gonna disappear. I've never felt nothing like being so high and seeing so clear.
We found love dancing in the dark. Caught the kind of buzz you can't find at the bar. We can reach this floor, wanna get to know every part of who you are. We're looking for this feeling, but we found it. Oh, we don't gotta dance around it. Boy, don't get me wrong,
Nice. And I'm going to go ahead and spell this name for you so that you have it. That was Dance Around It by Haley. And she spells her name H-A-Y-L-E-Y. And the last name is V-E-R-R-A-L-L. All right. Up next, our very last one before our next guest comes on, was also a weekly song recognition program winner. And this was for Just For Tonight by Josh Bogard. The writer was Harry Hall. So here is Just For Tonight. Enjoy, and then we'll be right back with our next guest.
Little rebellious, little insane. That little girl, get a hold of your brain. She's like a hook and line in a song. Can't get her out of your head all day long. Oh, she'll get a hold of you. Oh, there ain't a thing to do but hold on tight. Don't let go. She's gonna rock you and then she's gonna roll right off your heart. No one inside. Wrong, but it feels so right. She's gonna love you, but just for tonight. She'll rock your world, there ain't no doubt. She'll grab your heart and rip it out. Boy, you know better, but you can't deny that look she gives you when you look in her eyes. Oh, she'll get a hold of you. Oh, there ain't a thing to do but hold on tight. Don't let go. She's gonna rock you and then she's gonna roll right off your heart. No one inside.
Join us Friday, December 4th for Christmas in Music City, live from the Texas Troubadour Theater, located at 2416 Music Valley Drive in Nashville, Tennessee. Live musical performances and so much more. Get your tickets now at www.thejosienetwork.com. Seating is limited. Doors open at 7 p.m. Presented by the Josie Network of Brands.
Our next guest is Tim Johnson, who is a 2020 JMA winner for Rising Star of the Year and Songwriter of the Year for his personal catalog. He is just fantastic at what he does. We will chat with him right now about his JMA wins and music career. So please welcome my guest, Tim Johnson. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing fabulous. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it was just so wonderful seeing you accept your wins this year at the JMAs. It was a little bit different with all the COVID restrictions, but We still had a great time. So please tell me, what was it like, you know, when you heard your name called, not once, but twice? What was it like for you? What was that experience?
Well, we were sitting in the back, so I was sitting next to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And when you guys called, like, I didn't really expect it. You know, I had my mask in my hand and I threw my mask out of fear. Just like, I guess I was just so excited, you know, but like, I walked down there to you guys, you know, and I was like, man, I want to tell you guys, thank you. You know? And like, I was trying to tell you guys, thank you and tell you how grateful I was, but it just wasn't coming out of my mouth. But anyways, when I got back up to the top up there with my wife, she's laughing her head off. I'm like, what is so funny? Threw your mask at me, and I was like, did I do terrible? She's like, no, it wasn't terrible, but I really didn't know where you were going with it. I'm like, man, I'll tell you what, I'm about to fall over.
Listen, when you get excited, the mask sometimes just gets thrown out of the way, and you enjoy yourself. That's hilarious. What a funny story. Well, congratulations, though, to you. Well deserved.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So I kind of want to go back a little bit. When you first found your gift for making music, both writing and recording, you do both. What, you know, when did you realize that you wanted to do this?
I started writing music when I was 13, and I wrote for a long time. Like, close friends and family would praise me for it and stuff like that. And then as I got older, I kind of put it down for a little while. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, I really started picking it up and just started writing some more. And I realized the time was kind of going by so fast, I needed to really kick it in gear if I wanted to get my music out there at all. And I've been doing this for a long time, but in the last 5-6 years is when I really got serious with it.
Right. And you're doing such an amazing job with what you're doing. And who are a few
Thank
people?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. I mean, it's really well deserved, everything that you have accomplished, you know, in your time. And who are a few people that have inspired you in your life or music?
I'm inspired on the daily by my wife. She's a hard worker. Right now she's working, but earlier before she went to work, we're doing a bunch of stuff to the house. So she's like painting stuff, cleaning stuff. She got her drill out, screwing stuff in, telling me all the stuff that I need to be doing once she's gone. Because I'm
multitasker.
But it's hard to keep up with.
I love it.
Out of most people, her and my mother, you know, my mother has always told me that this was what I was here to do, and I should just, you know, keep writing and stuff. Between her and my mom and the kids, I guess. Yeah. A lot of inspiration over here.
There is. I could tell. There's a lot of love, a lot of support and inspiration behind you, which is what you need. You know what I mean? That's the most important part about this, to kind of move you forward. And it's funny. I have to tell you something. This is hilarious, because the first time that I actually heard your name, my dad had found one of your Facebook Live performances, and he like came running out like he was the head of A&R or something. And he was like, you have to listen. You have to listen to this. He's really great. Please just check it out.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and naturally we agreed, and here we are now. Of course.
I wonder which one that was, man. I like your dad. He's gone back and forth a little bit online. And, you know,
yes.
He's got a funny personality.
Oh my goodness, I don't even remember. It was a while ago, but I'm gonna have to try to find what it was and tell you. But it was hilarious. He came running out. He was good press for you. He really was.
That is awesome, man. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah. So of course you do Facebook Live performances out there for everyone. And do you have one coming up at all, or do you have any live performances coming up here for people to check you out?
November 24th.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Tuesday night. There's a concert hall in St. Louis, about an hour from where I live, and it's called The Sheldon. And since the COVID, they've been doing this thing where it's like, you can go there to the concert hall by yourself, and they'll record you like 3 cameras set up and full audio.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go Facebook Live with it. I made an event out of it, and then they're co-hosting it. So
that's awesome. I love
everybody on my feed will be able to see it. Some of their fan base and stuff will be able to see it.
Perfect.
So that's the next live thing I got going on, which is really cool because that place is beautiful. So
yeah,
really excited about that.
Well, I can't wait to check that out, and I hope you all check it out as well. What's the date for that again? November?
November 24th.
November 24th. Okay.
Tuesday night at 7:30.
Perfect. Check it out, everyone. I will definitely be checking that out. You're fabulous. Really quickly, I wanted to tell you this here. Ricky Boone, who is actually my husband's uncle from Center Hill, Florida, he's a big fan of yours, just so you know.
Really?
Yeah. Our whole family loves you, apparently.
How did he hear of it?
You know what? It's funny because I must have played your song on Country Blast Radio. I play your music, of course, and he listens in. He listens to the station, and he heard so you know Rick and Boone is a huge Tim Johnson fan.
That is awesome.
Oh, that's so cool.
I'm going to have to look him up on Facebook.
Yes, you are. You are going to have to. But I wanted to also talk a little bit about your songwriting. We're switching gears a little bit, sorry. But we love your songwriting. So I wanted to know, you know, what is your songwriting process? How do you get from the start to the recording booth? You know what I mean? How does that work for you?
I started out as a guitar player when I was 7 years old. I mean, I always liked to sing, but yeah. I started learning how to play guitar when I was seven. Like I said, I started writing when I was 13. I would play like a riff, like a guitar part, over and over and over. Eventually, I would start singing to it. So that's kind of how I always used to do it. And then now that I'm a dad and I have a job and no time, when I'm inspired, I'll like write something on the guitar and I'll record it, put it in my truck and listen to it to and from work until I find a melody that I like and words to sing. Usually once I find out what the song's about, that's when it really takes off, starts working itself out.
Absolutely.
Until then, it's a mumble. I like mumble. I mumble through like melodies until either I accidentally say something and then I'm like, hey, there it is, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, with, you know, the kids and your wife and stuff, I'm sure there is a lot of inspiration. You know, just going for a drive sometimes can get those juices flowing for sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And so we're excited because we do have a song here of yours that we're going to play right now called Beachbound. Can you tell us a little bit about your inspiration behind this song before we play it?
My wife's family has property at Table Rock Lake. And it is gorgeous there. So we were headed there that Friday, but it was Thursday, just like today, raining. And I got rained out from work, so I was at home. I was so excited about leaving on Friday to go, you know, hang out in the water for the weekend. I started writing the song. I mean, I was writing the riff and all that before that, but like I had the melody going, and that's when I sat down at the table and I was like, it's Thursday. And I started, and everything kind of started flowing from there. You know, tomorrow is Friday. We're not, you know, all we got to do is go to the lake and have a good time. And it kind of spawned from that. And then I took it to like just traveling throughout the U.S. basically, like going, like if you were to take like a beach trip, you know, Florida, Georgia, up to South Carolina, just checking out the beach and riding along, singing in your car, you know. That's what me and my wife like to do. We like to we do a lot of traveling and we love the same music. And so we like to blast it and sing along and have a good time on the way. And you know, that's what the song's about. It's about having a vacation, but having the best time ever.
Yes. Well, as a
music
fellow,
induced.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. As a beach fan, a fellow beach fan, this song really speaks to me. I love this song. It's called Beachbound. So let's play it right now. And we'll be right back with more from Tim Johnson. So don't go anywhere.
It's Thursday. One more day until the weekend. No time to waste. I got the goods and the cooler ass down. Laid back thinking about trading in this town for some palm trees. What you say? Would you go with me? Why sandy beach for the week? I can drive, you can drink. Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, from Florida, Georgia, up to South Carolina. We'll be kicking it, riding through, doing what we like to do. Windows down, beachbound, with the radio dial turned all the way up to 10. A dimple when she smiles. She's driving me wild. Got me tapping the brake lights. All up on my side bumper, swerving it's just right. Saying, wait a minute, baby, that's my song. We'll crank it up and we can both sing along. Get it, girl. Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, up to South Carolina. We'll be kicking it, riding through, doing what we like to do. The windows down, beachbound. With the radio dial turned all the way up to 10. Turn it up, up to 10. With the radio dial turned all the way up. Only if you would. Girl, you know that we should. Be kicking in, riding through, just doing what we like to do. Bound.
With the radio dial turned all the way up to 10.
Beachbound by Tim Johnson. Oh, we just love it. We love the sound. Where can our listeners go to get a copy of your music? Where are the best places that we can find you?
You can find it on iTunes, Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, my Facebook page. I like to post a lot of videos, and that's just Tim Johnson. I mean, it's available on all the different outlets online.
Easy. I love it. Perfect. He's all over the place. So when in doubt, Google it out. Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
Yes. I wrote this song leading up to our wedding. We got married August 8th this year. I know just after you guys.
Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you so much. It was a good day. Good day. Mm-hmm. And But I was writing that song. Christina asked me kind of like, you know, what about this one song you was writing? What happened to that one? So I started picking it up and trying to write to it again. It turned out that I started writing it about her. I would play it, and she was, you know, every time she heard what I had, to a certain point, she's like, I hate it. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? You
know,
like, she's like, I can't stand, you know, where you're going with it, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, it actually made me mad. I was like, get out of here. You're not a songwriter. Leave me alone.
This is my room. Right. Okay.
Yeah, get out of my room.
Yeah, right.
But anyways, like, so, I mean, I got a lot of respect for her. It kind of pulled out something that never would have ever happened if she wouldn't have like challenged me.
Right.
Her doing that, I think it kind of brought out the best work I've ever done. The song kind of, the melody, you know, and the lyrics and everything just kind of lead you down a love story that ends up being like a climax of goodness and all that. So
yeah.
I remember sending that to you guys because I know you guys were getting ready to get married. And I was like, oh man, you guys are the only ones that I know they're getting ready to get married. You got to hear this. I got to hear what you think.
We fell in love with it. It's so good. And
thank you so much.
Yes. And I love that she did challenge you because it's very, very graceful. Wifey was right on this one. I love it. I love it. And I love y'all's relationship. It's so sweet. So I love that we're able to kind of follow it with the music that you put out there. So let's play She Does, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
One, two, three. She cries whenever she's all alone, but then she'll make you feel like she don't need no one. Her eyes never hide the way she feels. Man, she's down to earth, and she'll keep it real. She might be afraid to fall in love a little bit too once, bitten twice shy. She got her guard up. So I try to tear down all the walls that she built with goodbyes before we ever talk. And I think she's amazing. I know that she's beautiful, and her faith always saves me. She's helping to shape me to the best version of me. She's afraid to love me, but I hope that she does. Yeah. And we jumped on our bikes, spent the whole summer on the trail doing what she likes. And I think I liked it too. And she strapped down a cooler to her beach cruiser for drinks on the riverside. And we sat and enjoyed the view. And I think she's amazing. I know that she's beautiful, and her faith always saves me. She's helping to shape me to the best version of me. She's afraid to love me, but I hope that she does. Cause I might fall down to one knee and pull out a little box with a diamond ring.
look in her eyes and say, hey baby, would you be my wife? Would you marry me? Would you marry me? Would you marry me? Would you marry me? Will you marry me? And she said, yeah. She said, yeah. And I think she's amazing. I know that she's beautiful, and her faith always saves me. She's helping to shape me to the best version of me. She was afraid to love me, but now I know that she does. Now I know that she does. Yeah, I know that she does.
And we are back at the Josie Show with Tim Johnson. That was his song, She Does, which is so beautiful. And y'all should really think about dedicating it to your loved one. You never know, it could be a wedding song. But I absolutely love it. And a little birdie told me, this is very exciting, but you have some brand new merch out. So people can be, you know, rocking some Tim Johnson merch. What do you have available and where? Where can we go?
If you go to timjohnsonmusic.lipic.com, I have hoodies and stickers right now. Actually, I guess it was 2 days ago when the store opened. Mm-hmm. I sold all the hoodies, so I had to send out for another batch.
Look at you. Get it. You know, if you love an artist, I mean, definitely show your support. You know what I mean? By, you know, buying their music or buying their merch. I mean, it really does help. It helps more than you can imagine. And so, Tim Johnson fans out there, please make sure you check out his merch and get yourself a hoodie, some stickers. Come on, get it. I love it. And before we go here, I just wanted to get out all of your websites and social networking sites. I know you're on Facebook. You're all over the place. So can you please give out all of those links before we go?
My biggest one is my actual Facebook page. This is Tim Johnson. The Tim Johnson music, it seems like it kind of hinders you when you try to share a video.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't show as many people.
Right.
So like
right.
I try to use just the regular page for most of my stuff. But I am on Instagram under Tim Johnson Music.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Twitter at TimmyJ82. Mm-hmm. I don't do the Snapchat thing. I haven't got there yet.
Right.
I'm still too old. I don't know.
I'm still confused about it, too. So don't worry.
I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
The TikTok thing is kind of cool. I'm trying to figure out how to get some people following me on there. Like I said, the main thing is the Facebook. And I got all my videos on YouTube. You just look up Tim Johnson. If you look up one of my songs, it'll pop up and you can look at the actual page.
Check him out, guys. You have to check out Tim Johnson everywhere. Please do. And, you know, send him a friend request, follow him, get to know him a little bit better. You will absolutely love everything that he has going on. And thank you so, so much for being a guest on the show. You are welcome back anytime. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me. Means a lot. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. And we'll talk with you again real soon, okay? Have a great night.
All righty. You guys have a great night.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tim Johnson, everyone. Please make sure you find him everywhere. He is just an incredible, incredible artist. He really is. Thank you. Thank you all so much for all of your support and for tuning in here tonight live at the Josie Show. We appreciate you all very, very much. As you guys know, we always just love having fun with you guys every Thursday. It really is a highlight of our whole week. It really, really is. It's always so much fun. And I want to thank my guests, Michelle Lee and Tim Johnson, for joining us tonight on the Josie Show. And tune in next week for another great episode of the Josie Show. So please remember, sometimes you have to turn your world upside down and make the hard decisions to follow your dreams. But remember to give it all you got, make great friends along the way, and enjoy the whole journey. Good night, everyone. Mwah!
The Josie Show is copyrighted property of the Josie Network of Brands. It may not be duplicated, altered, or edited, sold, or aired without written consent from the Josie Show owners. Any copyright infringement of the Josie Show will be subject to legal actions.